Kum Lenin Ablakamoto, we are up to the Kuftes Amud Aleph. We're going to be going into some interesting agada to the next few days. And, okay, let's see. First of all, the Gemara says over here, we are up to Tanu Rabbanan, it's about 10 lines from the top of the page. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, our Rabbanan learned, Chayiv Adam L'Sameach Bonav. There's a chiv on a person to make his family, to make his whole family on Yom Tov to be happy. In the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Vav Amud Beis, we have an argument that Abaye and Abzeda, if the mitzvah of simcha is on the woman as well, or the mitzvah is that the husband should make his wife happy. And the Lashon here seems to say that a person has to Sameach Bonav Lebeisa, which we'll see in a minute, includes his wife. Sounds more like the opinion that says that it's a chiv on the husband to make his wife happy. Or you can say, it's a chiv on the husband to enable his wife to be Mekayim, her mitzvah of Simcha. So you can learn both ways. Tosfos says in Brachos that Bnei Beisa doesn't generally mean the wife. Big Machlek is Rishonim, and here it seems clearly that Bnei Beisa means his wife as well. Shneimer says, "V'samachta b'chagecha." It says in the pasuk, "You should rejoice on your Yom Tov." We have places in Chagiga that tells us that on Sukkot it says twice Simcha, Zman Simcha, saying, you know, and by Shavuos it says once, and Pesach says none at all Simcha. Doesn't say Simcha by Pesach. But Tosfos this says we learn out from Shavuos. Others say we learn Gezeira Shavuot, just like we learn so many dinim regarding Sukkot. From Pesach we learn Pesach from Sukkot regarding Simcha. So, how do you make them happy? B'yayin, with wine. Rabbi Yehuda says, Anoshim b'ro'u lehem, men, what's suitable for them, which is wine. And v'noshim b'ro'u lehem, and women, what's suitable for them, as we'll see. And anoshim b'ro'u lehem is yayin, wine. And v'noshim b'mai, what exactly is women? So, Tony Rabbi Yehuda learns, b'bovel, b'bigdei tzivayin, b'bovel, colored clothes. And b'ajisrael, b'bigdei pishin, m'gohotzin, linen clothes that are pressed. Now, it's not so clear exactly what the argument between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda is. So the Tanakama holds that, what, for everybody you have to give wine, men, women, and children, and not these other things, and so on. Or for different ways of learning Pshat here, the Tanakama holds you do both. We will have any more Ksuvas if it's common for a woman to drink wine or not. And, you know, what her husband has to provide for his wife. Anyway. And it seems that in bubble, they were into colored clothes, and so they're into white linen. Tanya, we learned. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seder Oimer. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seder says, "Bizman shebeis hamigdash kaim, while the beis hamigdash was existing, ain simcha ella bebosa. There's no simcha only by meat. In other nuschais, it says bosa shlomi. In our nuschais, it says just says stam bosa, any meat. Shenemba, but the pasuk we actually bring says, "Vezavachta shlomi, you should shech shlomi, vachalta shlomi, you should eat them, and there's a v'samachta v'fnei shem lekecha." And you should rejoice before the Eibusha. This is actually a Harebel. But the idea is that by Shlomim brings you Simcha. The Achshav today, she'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, today that there's no Beis HaMikdash, ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin. The Simcha is by wine. Shenemar. It says in the Pasuk, V'zavacht, Shenemar says, V'Yayin Yisamach HaBamelech. Wine makes a person happy. Wine makes a person happy. So from here it seems, from the Gemara it seems that there's no mitzvah anymore today to eat meat. He says today there's no shlamim because only shlamim makes you happy. Today there's no shlamim, then only wine. But many learn that he's saying today, in addition to meat, we also have wine. Then when you had shlamim, it was only shlamim, and today, in addition to shlamim, we also have wine. Big machlekes, if it's a chi of today, mahatayda, for carbon, to eat meat on Yom Tov, or only midrabanan. The Shagas Aryeh talks about a great length, and he also talks about whether the night of Yom Tov, we had before about, you know, to marbe the last night, maybe not the first night, whether the mitzvah of Simcha on the first night of Yom Tov. The Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch HaTovkuf Chotes rules that there's no chiyuv to eat meat, but you mahatera, only mit rabbanon, but there's a mitzvah mahatera. That means if you ate meat, you're filling a mitzvah mahatera. Amr Abishra says that Karsta de Moritza, he says there, or kista the maraisa, the measuring cup that they used to have to sell bran, the havi bitzepoide that they used in tzepoide, havi kimin loiga is the size of a loig. Now a loig, remember, a saw has six kabin, each kab has four loigin, and a loig has has four revias, and a quarter. A revias means a quarter of a loig. So he says that particular measuring cup contained in it a full loig, four revias. So if you want to know what a revias is, take that measuring cup, fill it up the top, and then divide it in equal four parts. Is can mean loig and a kachiva umishayid in revias of Pesach, and that's where you measure the revias of Pesach. You fill it up, and you have four cups. Amr Abir Chaim Yechin said the tamnisa, another kind of measuring cup, kadmaisa, the old tamnisas, the havi bitfreya, we used to be bitfreya, havi seda do, is greater than what we're using today, riva, by a full revias. So if you want to know what a revias is, above mishai, that's how you measure the revias of Pesach. You fill the larger one, the old one, and then you pour into the new one, which is a revias less, and whatever you have left in the old one, that's exactly your revias. Amr Abchidah, Abchidah says, revias shal teider. Now, I'm not going to give you the full calculations here. It's hard to picture anything else. You just have to look it up. But a revias of teider is etzba ayim al etzba ayim. If you want to work out the volume, it's 2 fingers by 2 fingers, beroim, but the height is etzba ayim, 2 fingers, chatzi etzba, half a finger, v'choyiv mish etzba, and a fifth of a finger. In other words, 2.7. So it's 2 by 2 by 2.7. Ketanya, like we learned in Pasuk, how do we know that? It's imposing. V'rochatz b'mayim. V'rochatz b'mayim. It says imposing. You should bathe yourself b'mayim. Immerse yourself inside the water. As kol psore is entire flesh. So we learn out a few things here. We learn out shalo yehei. Tis kol psore shalo yehei. Dovo choytzes b'im psore l'mayim. There should be nothing intercepting the water between your skin and the water. That's number one. Second thing we learn, it says ba mayim in the water. Could have said bim mayim. Said by saying ba, with that like pasach, it's saying the designated water. The main mikveh, you can't just go in and collect water. It has to be, if it's staying in one place, it has to be water collected before a proper mikveh. As kol psoro, we need you to immerse your entire body. So mayim, how much water do we need? You call gufa oileben, enough water for your entire body to go into. The kamehane, we measure amma al amma. What should the volume be? What should the size be of this particular hole? It should be 1 amma by 1 amma. Beroim, the height of sholosh amas, the height of 3 amas. Machlek is whether this measure is mahatoda or midrabbanan. The way we're learning here, it sounds like it's the next line says v'shiru chachamim shir me mikva abayim sa. The chachamim measures 40 sa. Whether this is only mechachamim 40 sa, whether it's mahatoda. And one and a half minutes out. What about somebody who's very a dwarf, who doesn't need so much water to cover their body? Are they still yaitz with a mikveh that only has, let's say, 30 so? But or is mahatayda, you know, this is 40 so for everyone, and that's how it is. And you make a calculation, if you work out how many revias there are in 40 so. Remember I told you how many revias there is in a so. And then you multiply by 40. So we said in the saw there's 6 kavin, and 6 kavin has 4 lugin, and 4 lugin has 4 revisin, so that's 16. 16 times is 96. So you have 96 revisin, you know, in a saw, and then you multiply by 40, and then you divide, which comes out to 3,960, and then you divide that by the fingers that you have in an amma by al amma, will work out to be exactly what you just said, 2 by 2 by 2.7. Says about further, Rav Ashi said, Omali Rovim Barchinina Shulchan Shal Migdash, the Shulchan of the Beis HaMigdash, which was one by two, by one and a half. So it was 1.5 high, it was 1 long, but it was 2 wide. Now in the Migdash they had a mikru, which was amma by an amma. So, or the Yizmei Shalech, which is only a masa mayim, which is an amma wide. How did they immerse the shulchan in the mikveh if it came tummy? So, shulchan shal mikdash, you must say, shal prokma have made of parts, and therefore they're able to dismantle it and put it in the mikveh. Yisak adate chaduki have a mehetke, if you can tell me that's one piece, so they glued it together, became one piece. Amosa hechemit blei, how can one amma? Let's say the width is an amma, the length is 2 amma, so you stand it up. But the width is an amma. How can an amma go inside an amma? And others say from here is a proof that there was no real gold adorning it, because then it would have been more than an amma, it would have been thicker than an amma, couldn't even go in. But here, how do you put an amma? Where do you put your hands and everything else? How do you? It's impossible to be exact. So how does it go in? Unless you took it in 2 parts, you split it down the middle, down the length of half an amma and half an amma, you're able to put it in. So that's not a problem. That's not a proof. My kushya, what's the question? Dilma b'yam she'asa shlema, that Shlema HaMelech there made himself over there that little thing of water, havi matpale, they used that to be tevil, and that particular one was far greater than this amma by an amma that you just said. So therefore, the Torah of Chia Yam Shalosh Shleim Machzik Mei V'Chamishim Mikvatara. It was the size of 150 minimum mikvahs, so it's far larger. So it proves nothing one way or another. And the Machleik is a shiny when it comes to the Chesmer and Amon Amon three Amos. So someone to say from here is a proof that an average person's height was three Amon, including the head. Taisa said that Nate Lavdavka could be excluding the head. So how do you immerse in the mikvah? But when you put yourself, you displaced water. So when you immerse in the water, the water level has risen. And it goes above your head. Second, what back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you shouldn't give them less than four cups. Now we're going to introduce a problem called zugos. Zugos are, we don't want things in doubles. We, just like we believe in the Munah and Hashem Echad, we also want that things should be in like an Echad, or at least an odd number, not double. Because double sort of symbolizes, for people who believe that there's two in everything, there's duality in everything. And, you know, there's a right, there's a left, and the right is being controlled by one, and the left being controlled by another. And so, therefore, we don't want you to do zugos. Others say zugos actually is able, that's how the Rambam would learn. Because, you know, the famous fundamental argument, the Rambam and the Miri both hold that all these Gemaras, all the things about Shadim and Mazikin are just allegories, they're not real. And Kishuv is not real, and the Rambam writes, fascinating Rambam in Pirshei Mishnah Yizachun, there he writes, in Avodah Zarah, where he writes, he traces the whole history behind idol worship and Kishuv, and he explains over there that it all has to do with how the governments wanted to suppress the people. They didn't then think that you can create a pandemic and you have total control of the people. So what they did was they created this notion that there's some kind of higher authority, and there's this, also the idea of Kishuv, and so therefore they're able to control the people. And that only they are the intermediaries above, below, and so on. And therefore, when Ram says the pasuk Tomim Ti Hashem Lekecha, that you have to be wholesome is not because you're not supposed to, because you're not a Yid, there's not a lot of belief in this garbage, in astrology, and all of these things. And the Muki Yosef, at the end of the Pedic, the seventh Pedic, of Sanhedrin, totally disagrees with the Rambam. He said there is some merit to Kishuv, there is merit to all of these things, and that's why Tomim Ti Hashem Lekecha, we should not fall under that. Under their dominion, because we have to be under Hashem. Everything's controlled by Hashem. So obviously the Gemara, when we learn about Zugis and Shadim, will be taken literally by the Muki Yosef and all those who follow him, which are the majority. And then you'll have the Rambam, the Miri, who will learn the Gemara's allegories, and the idea of two is more a belief system thing rather than a Kishuv thing. But anyway, we'll learn the Gemara the way most people learn.
How do you have the Lechem Aponim was an even number?
Yes, okay, let's continue the Gemara, you'll see. Says the Gemara. So first of all, you have to have four cups of wine. Says the Gemara, Heichim Mesakni Rabbanan. How can the Rabbanan introduce a law to give us a number four? Midi de Osibol de Sekana. Something that can jeopardize us because it's an even number, and an even number can cause us harm. Because Vatanya, we learned. Lo Yechal Adam Trei, a person should not eat two of anything. Lo Yishta, don't drink two of anything. And don't wipe yourself twice. And right now we're learning don't have relations with your wife twice. So therefore, everything in doubles, everything, so not just eating, anything in doubles is not a good thing. So how can we have four cups of wine? There's a pasuk, Leil Shimurim. It says in the pasuk that this night of Pesach, Hashem says, this is a Leil Shemurim, here to take you out of Mitzrayim this night. So what's Leil Shemurim? Leil HaMeshumer Ubo Min HaMazikin. It's a night that will protect you from the Mazikin, because we are going to introduce to you the four cups of wine, and therefore I want you to know you're protected. And it's interesting, that sounds like from here that Arba Kaisis is like alluded to in the Torah. It's much more than just a Durabonim. It's, and some actually want to make, even give it the weight of the Torah, because we're saying that Leil Shemurim is out there specifically to tell us about the Arba Kaisis, that we are protected. So the Rashbam actually asks over here, later on in the Gemara we learn that when we say doubles, it's only two. Anything more than two, and even numbers, it's not so much the Mazikin, it's more the Kishuv. So we're asking, how can even put it, even Kishuv, how can we put ourselves in that situation? So the answer is Lo Shemurim. I never understood that, by the way, because in Shulchan Aruch it says that it's, we use this Lo Shemurim. We don't read the entire Shema the first night because it's Lo Shemurim. The Maral Meplag says, whatever, the Ramah says, we open the door Shvoich HaMoschet to show that we're brave and we're Lo Shemurim. Some of the Shemurim say you're not supposed to lock your door the entire night because it's Lo Shemurim. Yet there wasn't a night in Jewish history that caused more harm to Yidden than Easter night, which usually fell out of Pesach night because of the blood libels. What happened to Lo Shemurim? But Rava gives another answer. He says, Kois shel bracha mitztalef l'tovav eina mitztalef l'ra. Rava says that when do we add numbers only if it's tam? Eating tam, eating double, or never take a double portion. If you want more extra, take three portions. But when it comes to a mitzvah, like a kosh bracha, let's say benchy, whatever it is, it's not included in bad, it's only included in good. So therefore, benching in this case is going to make it four, we're going to take benching out, so you only have three. The Mefarshim do ask, and I don't remember the answer, why we only highlight kosher bracha. What about the other three cups? Every one of the four cups is a mitzvah. If everyone is a mitzvah, so therefore none of them are added for bad. Why are you only talking about benching? Kosher bracha is benching. And only that one there we're saying is going to be added on for good and not bad. Someone will learn that Rabbi disagrees with the whole notion of Lo Shemurim. That's why he's giving this other answer. Rather.
You could say that kosher bracha is the one, and it's all right, and then you've only got three.
I know, but what about Kiddush? Use the same logic for Kiddush. Say Kiddush is a mitzvah, and therefore it will only be used if you add to the good. But if it causes you to get to an even number, we'll pull it out. Why is benching deemed more as a good thing, only be used for good to when you calculate your numbers, the total? But the other one, like Kiddush, regardless, we'll always calculate it. And if it ends up being an even number, you're in trouble. I don't remember what the answer that is. I haven't seen it for a while. Anyway, Ravina says, Arbo kosi tekinu rabbana derechid. Here's another answer. The four cups. Again, so Rava and Ravina, you can learn two ways. Either they don't agree with the whole notion of Lev Shemurim, or they learn that Leil Shemurim means Hashem was waiting, like Rashi says, Hashem was waiting for this moment. Like Va'aviv Shomer Sadover by Yosef, Yaakov was waiting for Yosef's dream to eventuate. So the Abish was waiting for the moment that he can, you know, redeem the Eden, take them out of Mitzrayim, nothing to do with guarding us. Or they'll say that Kosher Bracha, even though it's Leil Shemurim, but Kosher Bracha, that the Pasuk wasn't alluding specifically to Arba Kosher, because Tolim the Rabbanon. And even though we can rely on Leil Shemurim, why put us in a situation, even those Leil Shemurim, why Chatchila put us in a situation which is dangerous and then rely on Leil Shemurim? That's not what Leil Shemurim is supposed to be. If it's, you know, if it is, we're protected. But Chatchila put out, you need a better answer than that. And that's why, so it doesn't necessarily mean they disagree with the notion of Leil Shemurim. So either it's because that the Rava says that we only add the kosher bracha if it's l'toiva, to make it an odd number, but if it makes it l'ra, an even number, we won't calculate that in the cheshbon. Or Ravina says, no, that each cup, there are four disparate cups. You look at it, in other words, Ravina is saying, you look at it as one mitzvah, and therefore it's four cups. I'm looking at it as four separate mitzvahs. Tekinu Rabbanan derechedus, that Rabbanan said that the cups are there for chedus, and kol chad v'chad mitzvah b'ampenafshihu. Every cup is a separate mitzvah. What does the introduction to Kinyo Rabbanon Derechedes have to do with that each cup is a separate mitzvah? So in other words, the question is the four cups a mitzvah called Arba Kaisis, or actually each cup is a mitzvah, is a part of whatever mitzvah it's part of? So the first cup is called Kiddush. The second cup is part of the Haggadah. In order to fulfill the Haggadah properly, you have to have a cup of wine as well. Elevates the status of the Haggadah. The third cup is benching. Elevates benching. And the fourth cup is Hallel. So he's saying here that every single cup, because the whole night is Chedus and every activity is Chedus, we want every activity to have a cup of wine. The Haggadah should have a cup of wine. The benching, even though you should have a cup of wine. And even if you're benching alone, with most poskim hold, you don't have to have a cup of wine. But on this night, you do, because benching is also a sign of chedus. And how do you show benching is chedus? Have wine with it. A halal is a sign of chedus. How you show halal is chedus? Have wine with it. So that's what he's saying here. So Ravina is saying here is, because the theme of the night is chedus, the wine is not a separate mitzvah arba kaisis. The wine is part of every activity of that night, and therefore each one has a separate bracha. In fact, some of the Rishonim use that, as you know, it's a big machlekes is whether we make brachas for all four cups or not. The Beis Yosef, the Sfarim, don't make brachas in all four cups. And we do, and the basis for us doing is those Rishonim who quote this Gemara and saying, you see, it says clearly that every cup is a separate mitzvah. Separate mitzvah, you have to therefore make a separate bracha. Says the Gemara, now we go back to what you said before in the Braisa, you shouldn't have relations with your wife twice. And my name, generally, when you start, you don't have plan to have two, but it's whatever it is, you finish one, and then you decide at the moment to have another one, to have another relationship. So why is that? Why do we count them as two? It's two separate events. Just like you just answered by the four cups, it's separate events. So over here also, it's separate events. I'm going to buy you a hachikama. This is what the Braisa is saying. You misunderstood. Lo yechal trei, it's one thing, it's not two separate cases. Don't eat a double portion, or yishto trei, drink two cups. And then, v'lo yasa tzrochav, afil pamachas. And then if you did, do not have relations with your wife, because then you're vulnerable. Dil mecholosh misri. Then you're vulnerable, and you're also expending a lot of your energy. You might then get affected by the fact that you had a double portion, and you can be afflicted with something. So that's how we read the Braisa. So it's not two separate dinim, it's one long din. Tana Rabban, we learned, Shaisa Keflayim, if somebody drinks Keflayim, double, which is four, Dome Bereshe. If anything happens to him, it's his own fault. He asked for it. We're warning you, don't do it. And if he did it, it's his own fault. Omri Buda Amosai, when do we say that? Bizman Shalera Panea Shuk. Only if you didn't go outside after you drank it, sort of to wear it off. Avorah Panea Shuk, but if you did go outside, then Harashuz Beyada, you can drink in double because you will not be affected. Not be affected. We're talking about going out in the street between every single cup. And what you do is, by going out in the street before every cup, what you do when you come back, it's like a new drink. It's not a continuation. So therefore, they don't get calculated as one group, but a bunch of them. So therefore, it's not a problem. Ravashi asked a question. So you're telling me, we saw Chananya Babibi, a kol kosa, after every cup of wine that he drank, having nafigi v'chazi apishuk, go outside and look out in the street. Then the Gemara continues, v'loy amran, we don't say that if you eat or drink in doubles, you get affected, elo lots of that if you plan to go on a trip. So then you're vulnerable. Avo the base, if you're stationary at home, then even though you had doubles, it's not a problem. Loy, no. How does exactly reconcile with what we said before? Don't eat double and then go have tashmish. So obviously you're at home. Unless we're talking about you're in a hotel or something while you're traveling. So even though you're in the place, the entire trip is considered away from home. Amar Rav Zeid, the lishan, if you're going to sleep, is kolotzes l'der domi. As if you're traveling, so you're vulnerable as well. Amar Papa, the lotzes l'beis hakise, if you're going out to the toilet as well, again, you're vulnerable, is kolotzes l'der domi, and you can be afflicted, so don't drink double before you go out to the toilet. Says the Gemara b'beis, lo, you tell me while you're at home stationary, there's no issue at all, no drama if you're drinking doubles. Let me ask you a question. We used to watch Rava, when he used to drink in Fabreng, money kishura. He used to look at the beams on the roof ceiling while he would drink, and he would look, and every time he had another drink, he would look at a different plank up there, different board, so he knew where he was up to. He kept cheshbon. And therefore he knew whether he was having an even number or an odd number. And now he was staying at home, and yet he still was very careful, he was cautious. And Abaye, same thing with Abaye. He, Kishosi, Chad Kosa, when Abaye drank one cup, Menaket Le'imetre Kosa. His mother, his stepmother, his foster mother, would hold in her cup two cups to always make sure that he had, at least always an odd number. And Trey Kosa, if Abaye had two cups in front of him, Betreya there, sorry, she had two cups in two hands. Now, the Rashbam already says that Abaye, his mother, when she fell pregnant with Abaye, his father passed away. And then when he was born, his mother passed away. And every time we had in Shas, we had many times, that Abaye would say, Umrali Aim, my mother who raised me, would say, he didn't mean his biological mother, his natural mother, he meant the mother who raised him. And he was raised in his teacher's house, Rabbi Nachmani as well, but he had, I guess, a foster mother who took care of him. She was obviously a very wise woman and very protective. So she was standing there over him, making sure that he always had an odd number. Now you just said, at home, there's no issue. So why, who cares? Rav Nachum Yitzchak Kavi Shosi Trei Kosi, and Rav Nachum Yitzchak, when he drank two cups, Menaked Leishama Echad Kesei, or Shmaya, his Gabe was standing and hold one Kosa, one cup in his hand. Echad Kosa, if Nachum Yitzchak had one cup in his hand, Menaked Le Trei Kosa. But Trei Yodei, he had two cups in two of his hands. Answers the Gemara that Adam Choshev Shaini, that if you're a Choshev person, the Shadim will go out of their way to try to harm you. Interesting. That's what Rashbam says. The Mosi Shadim Nafshayu Lazuki, they'll go out, the Mosi Nafshayu, you kind of language he uses, that the Shadim would like dedicate their mission to harm Rabbonim and Choshev people more than anyone else. So even though for everyone else it's safe at home to drink in doubles, but not for Rabbonim. So the Gemara Amar Ula says, Asara Kaisis, and Yimi, this is going to answer your question. Asara Kaisis, 10 cups, ain't behem Mishum Zugas. Once you reach the number 10, it's no longer single digits. It's now double digits. It's not in the same category, and therefore there's no concept of Zugas. It's only up to 8. Ula Tamei, Ula is consistent with this view. The Amar Ula said, Va'am the other said, Mastit, we learned in Ebraisa. And we had this, we'll have this in Xulis, that Asara Kaisis, the whole Gemara there talks about Asara Brachas. It also says that 10 cups, Tiknu Chachamim Bebeisa Oval. That in the Beisa Oval, in fact, we learned over there that the only reason why Hashem created wine is for Mori Nefesh, for people who are in mourning, so they should forget their sorrow. And so we drink 10 cups in their house. So I can't be Chachamim, make a takana, something that will be harmful. And therefore, we know 10 is not harmful anymore. So Lechem upon 12 is definitely not harmful. Now the East Alkadatach, if you can tell me Asara Kaisis, Yesh Behem Mishum Zuga, even number 10, there's a problem of Zuga. How can the Rabbanan go ahead? The Tiknu Milsa and institute some kind of a takana to drink 10 cups of wine in the house of an oval, the Osi, the Desakana, bring people into peril. Avotamnaya, but according to Ula, 8 Yesh Behem Shazugas. If you have 8, that is a problem. However, the Gemara says, Avchizda, Rabba Rabbuna, the Amitavayu, they both said, Shalom L'Toyva Mitztarev L'Mitztarev. If you look at the Bracha of Bichas Kainim, so the Bracha of Yisrael Shem Panav Elech Shalom has 7 letters. So number 7 is Shalom. So obviously, number 7 is Shalom. How can number 7 bring you to number 8, which causes you harm? So if you drank, if 6 is the maximum that can cause you harm. Once you drink 7, 7 will never allow you to. So if you end with an odd number, fine. Shalom will be the odd number. But if you drink 8, then Shalom is going to disappear. So you only have as if you had 7. But 6 does have zugas, will affect you. Comes along then the next generation. We're going generation, you'll see. Ula is the first generation, then goes Abchizda and Rabba Barabhuna. Ula was in the time of Rabba Shmuel. Then comes Abchizda Rabba Barabhuna, which is the next generation. And then comes now Rabba Rabbi Yosef, the next generation, or a little overlapping. They say Vichuneka, 5 words in the Pasuk. Right, Yoyed Hashem Panav Elecha V'Chunekah is 5 words in Pasuk. And V'Chunekah also again is a positive thing. Is L'Toyva Mitzdarev L'Roy Mitzdarev can't be that if you have 4, it's dangerous. But if you have anything more than 5 is an odd number. If you have 6, then V'Chunekah, the 5th one will be taken out. You'll never get, so you can't surpass, you can never exceed 5, 4 to get in trouble. Come along the next generation of Baivarov, they both say, the Yishmerecha, the Toivu Mitztarev, Lerola Mitztarev. The Pasik, Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, is only 3 words. So the only time you can get in trouble for having an even number is if it's in 2s. Anything more than 2, you cannot get in trouble. But Kishev can affect you, but at least Shadim cannot touch you. And so now, what actually happened over here is, these Amoraim were doing, they're not arguing on anything. Each Amoraim, each generation was davening that the people in their generation should be less harmed. So the Ula was able to bring it down to number 10, that 10 should no longer be harmed. And then Rav Nachman, Rav Chizna, and Rabbi Rav Huna to bring it down to 6, and Rabbi Rav Yeshua bring it down to 4, and Abai Rav were able to bring it down to 2. So each generation, you know, built on top of the other generation to bring it down to that the people shouldn't be affected. But as the Rava Tamei, Rava's consistent view, the Rava Afkinul Rabban Ba'arba Kaisis, that Rava would many times, when they say goodbye to each other, he would give them Tzei L'chaim, and he would give them 4 cups, and they would leave. What do you call it? Afagav the Easy, even though they might get harmed. So even though we had a discussion before in the Gemara about Arba Kaisis, And Rava came along and gave an answer why Arba Koises is actually not a problem, because it's, you know, Koisha Bracha, Mitzalif, why bother? Rava just said that more than two doesn't affect you, so why bother answering how we can have Arba Koises? That's the answer. Four doesn't bother us. So the Rambam Yifa says, doesn't bother us as far as Shadim is concerned, but still bothers as far as Kishav is concerned, and therefore we want to discuss that, and he even eliminates that problem, because L'tayv, Koisha Bracha is only for good, not for bad. And so he says over here, I forgot, it once happened, the Izik Rava Balavoy. There was a student of Rava whose name was Rava Balavoy, and he drank the four cups and he got affected. That didn't bother him. You know why? He felt that Rava Balavoy deserved it. You know why he deserved it? The Omar, he said, you know why he got affected when he drank four cups? Ahu, not because four and the Shadim had any effect on him. Mishum the Oisim Bepirkava. He used to ask me questions and he used to stumble. I used to stumble and he embarrassed me in public. So he deserved to be punished. And on that note, we'll stop here.